what I want to share tonight. I've titled The Open Door. And to start this teaching, please go to Acts chapter 14. And we're going to start there. And we're going to look at verse 27 in the chapter 14 in the book of Acts. And in this particular verse, I'm reading from the King James, it says, "And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles." So this is a wonderful figure of speech here. The believers getting together, excited about what God has done in light of opening the door of faith unto the Gentiles. Of course, this is part of the great mystery that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body. And God certainly in his love for everyone wanted to open the door of faith to them. And this figure of speech, opening the door, I think we all can picture this. We all know about doors and opening them and shutting them. And God uses this figure in a number of places in God's Word. So let's take a look at some of these. When God opens doors, you know something great is going to happen. And that is why I'm going to pray more and more for God to open doors for my life and ministry. You know, my efforts can only go so far, but if God is behind it, if God is opening the door, then I know it's going to turn out wonderful. When I try to open the door many times, it's either locked or there's not much profit to it. But when God opens the door, look out. We have great expectations with him. Let me ask you a question. How often do you pray to God for him to open doors for you? Think about it. I know I've been thinking about it. That's why I'm sharing it with you. I believe God wanted me to share this because I want to see God move more and more in my life. And I believe as I look to him and ask him to open doors for opportunities to teach, share, witness, that he will open those doors. Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. And in this scripture here, verse 12, it says, "Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord." So here we see that the Lord opened the door for him to preach Christ's gospel. And I'm sure God obviously wants this preached and taught, but he knows what lies ahead. He knows who's hungry and who's not. And if he opens the door, then we can have the opportunity to walk right in. Verse 13 says, "I had no rest in my spirit because I found not Titus, my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went from thence to Macedonia." And then verse 14, a wonderful scripture that many times we quote on its own. But I think it's neat how it stands in the context here of the word moving out and God opening doors. But it says in verse 14, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." Boy, we can thank God that he gives us opportunities and the privilege to hold forth the words of God. What a privilege we have. As I reflect back on the work of the ministry that I have had the privilege to be involved with, one aspect of functioning successfully is when God does open the door. I've seen it so many times in other ministries, and I've seen it in my own personal life. I remember when I first got into the Word, I was a student at East Carolina University, and we had the opportunity my senior year where the ministry bought a home for $43,000, a nice four-bedroom home. Can you imagine $43,000 in our time today? Well, this was a long time ago. And anyway, this opened the door for us to minister to many, many people. And we ran a lot of Bible classes and reached out to people. And I just remember so many different times that God would open up opportunities to meet people and share the gospel with them. I remember I had to graduate. To graduate, I had to take Spanish Level 5, which was a literature class. And I had not gone very far. I've only went as far as Spanish 3, and I needed to graduate. And I skipped all the way up to 5, and here I was in a class that was way over my head. But I asked God to help me out, and I was able, he opened the opportunity for me to meet one of the students, a young lady, and what was really wonderful was she helped me with the Spanish, and I helped her get into God's Word. It's really wonderful to see how God does this, and we can have great expectations for Him to open opportunities, open the door for us to reach out to touch people's lives. After I graduated, I went into the Marine Corps and came out here to Camp Pendleton, and right away I wanted to reach out to the command that I was involved with. I was an officer. But I didn't have any results. I went to the base hospital and tried to start fellowships, but the chaplain kicked me out. He didn't want me there. Went to the brig and did a couple meetings, but that didn't pan out either. And, you know, I was trying to do it on my own. I was trying to do all I could to pull forth the Word. And I just started settling down, and after a couple months, a couple Marines, young Marines, came into my office where I was working, and they asked us if I knew where the officer who spoke the Bible, that taught the Bible, where he was. And I said, well, you just met him. And through these two guys, they had inroads to a bunch of young Marines that I was able to help and teach the Word to. It was really a treat to see God open that up. And so through the years, it's been a privilege to see God open up opportunities. And I'm sharing this with you so you can have expectations from Him and ask Him to open up opportunities for you to teach the Word, to meet just the right people. I've shared with you already about meeting a gentleman on the airplane about a year ago, and we found out that we played against each other in a basketball tournament, an inter-service basketball tournament, and ended up actually on the same Armed Forces All-Star team. But he shared with me about a garage fellowship only 2 blocks away from where I live, and I've been involved with that since then, every Wednesday morning. And it's been a real treat because I've had the opportunity to help a number of the guys and teach, and they're really blessed that I'm there, and I'm thankful to be there too. I'm learning and growing from them as well. So these are some things that I've experienced, and many more. But I'm grateful that God does give us opportunities. I think we just need to have some expectations that He will, that He will open these up for us. You know, in the Bible, it's interesting here where we read in the book of Acts about Peter getting a message from God. God was trying to open the door for him to minister to Cornelius, if you remember the record. Of course, Peter had a hard time getting the lesson from God because God was trying to tell him that anybody and everybody is available to get born again. He put down that sheet with the different animals that were unclean. Of course, Peter, being a good Jew, said, "Not me, Lord." But God said, "You take and eat." He had to do this how many times? I think three times. But God worked with him and opened the door for him to reach out to Cornelius, the first Gentile. And great things happened as a result of that. I know that another time where Paul, in the book of Acts, prayed for the outreach of the word, and he had a dream or a revelation of a man in Macedonia, which is in Greece. And so that's where he knew where to go. God opened the door for Paul on where to go, where to minister. Of course, in one situation, God was trying to close the door for Paul. Paul wanted to go to Jerusalem. He was intent on going, but God said, "No, don't go to Jerusalem." And he did a number of things to help Paul realize that this was not God's will. Unfortunately, Paul didn't heed. And since that time when he went to Jerusalem, for the most part, he was in jail ever since that time. But thankfully, he was still able to believe God, work with him, and write the many church epistles we have today. So our prayer life should include prayers for opening doors so that we can have the privilege to walk right through them. The whole idea of an open door is that we see it as a partnership with the Heavenly Father. God will always do His part. We need to do our part as well. If He opens a door, then we need to walk through it. We need to take that. We need to go and stand and speak the words, because He'll open the door. In 1 Corinthians 16, verse 8, it says, "But I will tarry in Ephesus until Pentecost." Verse 9, "For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries." So here was a great door opened, and it was an effectual door. This is the King James. The word effectual is the Greek word energeia, where we get the word energy. And that's obviously what it means, being energized. This word is used, by the way, in Philemon 6, where it says that the communication of thy faith may become effectual or energized by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Hey, I had to share this verse. I know this is a side note to what I'm sharing about open doors, but this verse caught my attention, so I'm slipping it into you tonight. Because look what it says about faith being energized. How is it energized? By acknowledging every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Well, how good do we have it? How good is the Christ in you? Yeah. Pretty good. Very good, right? And as we believe that and walk out on it, great things can happen. Great believing will occur. Well, let's go to Colossians chapter 4, and in this wonderful section of God's Word, it says in verse 3, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. So here is a door of utterance, an opportunity to speak the mystery of Christ, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak, as it says in verse 4. You know, in Ephesians chapter 6, you might be familiar with it because it talks about putting on the whole armor of God, right? So that we may be able to stand against the methods of the devil. Well, after it lists those parts of the armor of God, the action to be taken is in verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, speaking in tongues, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying for the believers, praying for them, making supplication for them. And, verse 19, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. You know, there was a prayer there that he would just open his mouth, that he could speak what he needs to speak and make known the mystery of the gospel. So we want to do that as well, right?
Amen.
All right. So I wanted to share this with you tonight, because I want to encourage you to pray for God to work with you, partner with him, so that he can open wonderful doors for you, so that you can minister in this wonderful body of Christ. Okay? And in light of talking about prayer here, and touching people's lives through prayer, that's what I want to do this latter part of our time together, is to have some prayer time. And Jeannie's going to share a little bit, some things maybe we could lift together. And then after she shares, I'm going to play a beautiful piano number by Sal Errico, where you personally can have your own personal prayer life. Take the time to talk with the Father and ask him some things. Talk to him about opening doors that for you, the doors that you need open in your life. And it's not only for speaking the word, but doors of deliverance that you may need. Whatever. So we're just going to close with some wonderful prayer. Jeannie?
Heavenly Father, we truly do thank you that you work within us to will and to do of your good pleasure, not our pleasure, but it's you that works in us, Father, and you've given us that ministry to make intercession for the saints and to heal and deliver and to stand in the gap for them. So right now I pray for the sale of Darlene Petty's home in Oracle, that door opens for a wonderful family to come and by that, to bless her. I thank you for Michael McNair for continuing to heal his body and that he no longer has seizures but can get strong and be completely healed. I pray for Alta Moore and for a healing of the COPD in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for Tina Singh and for complete healing from her, what's going on in her life, and that she can just rest in the confidence of you loving her and taking care of her. I pray for Donna in Washington and for the complete healing of her lungs. I thank you, Father, for the great deliverance for Vicky with her knee surgery, and that she's just doing so well and is blessed to be out of to have a new knee and that she won't have the pain anymore. So we just rejoice with that. We also rejoice for my brother Gil, who has got a wonderful report from the doctor that he is cancer-free. I pray for John, Norma's friend, for continuing to give him that confidence that he is healed, and I just rebuke the adversary and any disappointment there, that he can just stand boldly on what, knowing that you have healed him. I thank you for Norma being able to have that open door to speak your word and just show that love to him. And I pray for Brother Anthony Sakwa and his meeting with the government official this week for the formation of his church. And I thank you for watching over our country and for those doors just opening wide that people will receive your word and the freedom in Christ. And in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Well, I want to play this song, and I exhort you to talk with the Father as you listen to this song. Father, thank you for, again, how you love us and care for us. And I pray for each person here tonight, Father, that you open up wonderful opportunities for them to speak your word, to have their needs met, to receive the deliverance they're looking for, that they can see you work mightily, that we can partner with you and know that you do work mightily with us and in us. So thank you, Father, for your consistent love through the ages for eternity. So we're so grateful and thankful. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.